This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco. His squad coming off a win over Cornell. And this weekend, they will have a big challenge as they travel out to Fargo, North Dakota to take on North Dakota State. And first of all, coach, let's look back. Last time out against Cornell, a solid effort, picked up a 27-10 win. What were the big things you took out of that victory?
Well, we were able to throw the ball down the field. That's something that we really hadn't done at a high level for quite some time. So that was really positive. We really thought that they would pressure us and kind of outnumber us in the box and press our receivers and bring blitz, and they did. So we knew we were going to have to max protect a little bit and throw and force the ball down the field. And as the game went on, I really thought that Pat Kehoe got in sync and threw some really good balls, deep shots, and he and Joe Walker connected a number of times and really allowed us to create some separation in the game. And then defensively, you know, they kicked a field goal on their first drive, and then on the last drive of the game against our second defense, they did march and score a touchdown. It was the only touchdown of the game for them. But in the middle of that game, we really played outstanding defense. So I think there's a lot of positives to take away from the game and kind of shifting gears here, getting ready for North Dakota State.
Joe Walker had a big game, and he's been such a force on the outside. We've talked about how he has handled the move kind of as a person. What is most impressive to you kind of technically playing the wide receiver position and how he's been able to transition there?
Well, I think it's a great point. I think the thing that's most impressive is his willingness to work and improve. And, you know, he's getting better every week at being able to identify the coverages, be able to adjust his routes, being able to, regain leverage on the defenders, and then ultimately just use his big body and go up and catch the football. So there's a lot of things that go into playing wide receiver above and beyond just being fast and being able to catch. And he's starting to get into a really good rhythm and routine with Pat, and I think that's going to serve us well here moving forward.
So let's talk about this weekend. You're going to take on the dominant program in FCS going right now, North Dakota State out in Fargo. So many challenges from so many different directions. What is the top thing on the agenda here as far as what you have to deal with this week?
Well, again, I think every week, I think the top thing, the most important thing is yourself and your performance and your expectation. I think that, that's where we're spending, most of our time, getting ourselves in a position where we can go up there and play a complete game, play a complementary game. By no means do you have to play a perfect game, but you better play a complete football game. And by that, I mean, execute at a high level, make sure you're protecting the football, make sure you're being efficient in, the critical areas, third down, red zone. This is a game where field position will be a huge, huge factor. It creates a lot of momentum for either team. And then obviously the turnover margin. So those are some things I think that are really important that we've got to focus on in order to play a complete game. And then we have to play a complementary game. And what I mean by that is as the game is unfolding, our offense has got to really complement our defense. Our defense has got to be able to, assist our offense. And then special teams has got to do a great job in getting points when called upon or flipping the field when need be because that'll set things up for our offense and for our defense. So as far as our opponent, I mean, they're really good. They do a lot of things well. I think, you know, in a nutshell, they're a big physical football team, big physical outfit that, you know, has high expectations and very disciplined. They've got a good level of team speed to go along with that size and physicality.
What challenges will going into the Dome present for your group?
Well, that's always something that is going to take attention and time. You know, the biggest thing is just the noise. They do an extraordinary job there with their crowd and with their noise. And it's something that we are practicing on a daily basis. We actually started doing some of it in the summer. We've got an indoor facility here where we have been able to really rev up that decibels and create, you know, a very similar level of sound. And because what that does in particular for your offense, it makes it more challenging to communicate. And then obviously the cadence and the verbal communication changes dramatically. So I played there a few years back when I was at the University of Richmond. We played there in the national semifinals, and the crowd was about as active a crowd as I had ever seen. And, you know, certainly felt like we did some good things that day, but we certainly learned some things that day that hopefully can help this team here this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.